Usual summary of the day. I believe that we had busy sessions because tomorrow, as everybody knows, is the weather forecast is for wet condition. So teams had to collect information today. There is nothing strange compared to our expectations. So the tires were performing as expected. The delta lap time that is measured on track is a bit bigger compared to our expectation, probably because we know that there is a lot of track evolution here. And during the weekend last year, we saw quite a high level of track evolution. So the delta lap time between hard and medium, I would use the estimated delta lap time that is around 0.5 rather than the number that we can collect from free practice, also because the hard was not used by many drivers and some of them using P1 where conditions were not consistent. And the delta lap time between medium and soft is around 0.8, that is in line with our expectation. We had a bit of graining, on, especially on the front, that was, let's say, expected for today. Now, the point is that if tomorrow is wet and Sunday is dry again, we will see no track evolution at all. And that means that the graining experience today is good information for them for Sunday. The graining, obviously, is changing the wear limited corner. That means that in Sochi, usually, the compounds are limited by the rear, while if there is graining on the front, there is an accelerated wear on the front, and so teams have to pay attention on the wear on the front rather than the rear. I think that in medium and soft is marginal for the wear, so if the qualifying tomorrow is dry, it's not going to be dry, but just to make an hypothesis. If it is dry, the delta between medium and soft is quite big, and it means that trying to go through Q2 with the medium is a risk, because we have seen Mercedes quite fast today, but the rest of the cars are very close, and I believe that nobody wants to take a risk not to go through Q2. So they have to use the soft, and then the soft hard is probably the right and the quickest strategy. If anybody is going to qualify on medium or outside the top 10, medium hard can be the one-stop strategy that is preferred, because it's safer, it's less risky compared to soft hard, considering that we can have different conditions on Sunday and much cooler condition. The pit lane loss here is quite big. We're talking about 25 seconds. So it obviously is pushing everybody to plan a one-stop strategy. If it is very cold, and considering the type of tarmac and the type of circuit, I can imagine that with the intermediate, it could be a bit tricky to warm up the front tire, while the wet should work well. The only point is that the circuit is very flat, and I can imagine that in case of rain, we will have a lot of standing water on track. That is making the visibility more difficult, and also can generate some aquaplaning at high speed. That's to summarize today. Christian.
Ciao Mario. In 2014, Nico Rosberg pitted after lap one, pitted on the back then medium tire, which is completely different to a medium tire today. But can you imagine something happening like that in with this cars, with this tires, to go from lap one to the end with the hardest compound?
No, and also because the tarmac is different compared to the first edition or the second edition of the race. We have a tarmac that is a lot more mature without the bitumen on top. And we can see from our measurement of the track roughness that is different from first time we came here. So I cannot imagine that if you pit at lap one, you can run all the race, even with a hard tire. The hard tire here is the C3, so it's a compound in the middle of the range. We have decided to nominate to select the three softest compounds. So I believe that is really at the limit or above the limit to make a strategy where if there is a safety car at lap one, you can change the tires and go to the end. And this is more valid if tomorrow it's raining. So if the track is green and the wear is accelerated by the fact that the track is green, that is also affecting, as I said, the wear, and therefore it's impossible to run all the race with a set of tires. Ed?
Yeah, just on the topic you were talking about how much the track surface has changed over the years, is it possible to explain that a bit more and to quantify it? Obviously, partly it's less of the sort of bitumen on the surface, but also the kind of surface roughness does change over the years. So how much has it changed? Can you quantify it a bit? And how much difference does it make to things like car balance? What's the sort of global impact of this?
Okay, to quantify, I need to take some numbers, because otherwise I am telling you nothing of with the numbers. Give me 1 second. Now the track roughness, if you want a comparison, is not far from Barcelona. Okay, the current track roughness in with the system that we use, basically we have a laser. We measure the micro roughness and the macro roughness. The macro roughness can represent the texture of the tarmac, and the micro roughness is more the shape of the stones that that are making the tarmac. And so now is similar to Barcelona. Okay, Barcelona has been resurfaced recently, but it's just to give you an idea. If I go back to, let me take 2016, for example, where is it? It was in April, but here, second. You ask me difficult questions. I have to go in the, let me, 2017 2017 was more similar to Melbourne. I don't know if this is giving you, I mean, in terms of number, I would say that the macro roughness has increased by roughly 20%, 25%. Is this giving you a better idea? I don't know if the comparison with other circuits is giving you a better idea or a number.
Yes, it's a useful picture. Yeah, the comparison and the numbers handy just to okay. Get some idea of quantify.
Okay, so let's say 25% of the macro roughness increase. Okay. Adam?
Hi. Sorry, there's a... Formula 3 race just ending here, people shouting. You mentioned the standing water. What sort of knowledge have you got of this place in the wet? Gasly was talking yesterday about, I think, a wet GP2 session or Formula 2 session. There hasn't been much Formula 1 running, has there? Maybe a early Friday morning or something was a bit damp 1 year. Yeah, so what's your sort of knowledge base?
But I remember that we had a Friday practice that was damp or wet. And the general comment was that it was a lot slippery. Obviously, as I said, also the tarmac is mature, and we have to consider that this has an effect. The fact that the track is flat and is keeping the water on the track is not helping. Also, during the year, we have... developed the wet and intermediate compounds. You remember that a few years ago we had two compounds for wet, two compounds for intermediate, and we were using different compounds if the weather expected was cold or a bit warmer. Now we have a compound both for intermediate and wet. They are different compounds, but we have only one with a wider working range. So I'm not expecting any particular issue in terms of warm-up, in terms of operating conditions and the fact that you can warm the tire. Probably, as I said, it's a bit more difficult for the intermediate, for the front intermediate tire, but it's very difficult to make a prediction here. We are not expecting any particular issue, but for sure the level of grip will be quite low.
If I could follow up on the more general subject of wet weather, obviously Spa was a big saga and there's been a lot of discussion since then. Are there any talks planned with the FIA about wet weather running and if anything could be done to improve things in the future? Have you talked to Jean at all?
I've talked to many people after Spa because obviously nobody wants to see again another Spa with people waiting for hours and then nothing is going to happen. On the tire side, there is very little we can do because tires are designed to guarantee the crossover between the full wet and the intermediate. And as I probably said already, moving this design target is not ideal because then you can create a gap. And in any case, also making a tire that is more able to disperse water, but if you disperse water, the water is flying and the visibility become worse and worse. So we are not fixing the issue. We are probably making the issue worse. I don't know what we can do in terms of tires. The fact that in 2017 we have introduced the wider tires are also increasing this water that is flying. We say that the old tire, the old wet, was able to disperse 60 liters per second at 300 kph. Now we are going up to 85, and obviously it's more water that is flying. Unless we don't find a way to block the water and avoid that is sprayed and limiting visibility, I really don't know what we can do. I don't have a solution, honestly, for that. Dieter.
Thanks, Mario. A sort of a combination of points based on what you've said. We realize that the most of the spray is created by downforce of the underbody of the cars, et cetera, not so much the tires. But how much does the actual micro roughness, the macro roughness, et cetera, play a part in this? I mean, you've got aquaplaning, then you've got the spray created by the tires. Could one develop a track surface that is maybe more conducive to wet weather, or doesn't that work?
No, I believe that clearly this is more a question for people that are working around circuits and type of tarmac. I believe that with the knowledge that we have now, it is possible that it's very noisy.
I'm sorry, I'll mute it. And
sorry, because it's quite noisy the place where you are. No, I was saying that it is probably possible to design a tarmac that is able to avoid the standing water, or design circuits with a sort of camber that is just keeping the water away from track. It's not easy. Obviously, we cannot ask the promoter to redesign or reprofile all the circuits, but there is something that can be done with the experience that we have in recent races. But when we have an amount of water that is excessive, then it's difficult. And I believe it's the same for any outdoor sport. If the level of rain is huge, any type of competition has stopped, football or any other that is outdoor.
So if I could follow up there, I mean, obviously we can't expect a promoter to resurface every circuit all the time, but when they do a resurface, couldn't we have some kind of requirement that you have this runoff? I mean, when I had paving done at home in my house, the guy said, we'll do it like this so that the water runs off. I mean, it's logical.
I believe that if I'm not wrong, I spoke to Dromo, to Jarno Zaffelli many times because he's working at some reprofiling of some circuit, and he is following this approach. I believe that also other suppliers like Ilke, the most famous, are following this kind of approach. So I'm sure that they are getting data from what happened in Spa or in other circuits, and when they have the opportunity to do something, they are considering that. Obviously, as you say, as you said, that there are many circuits that are old-fashioned, let's say, and they are still not profiled like this. I believe that when he did also Silverstone and Paul Ricard, that there was a work done on making. In Italian, we say schiena di mulo. I don't know what was the.
So we call it a crown. The road crown. Gets a crown.
Yes, yes, exactly. And so, yeah, it is possible, and I'm sure that Michael Masi will look into it. Any other questions? Ah, Darshan, sorry.
Hi, Mario. With the aiding and just testing, there was some issue with the Alpine car at Magnico's. Did you manage to get all the data? And also, when are you planning to announce the 2022 compounds? Will it be before the 20 this year, or you will announce it after the season?
So in Magnicourt, we had this mechanical issue with the mule car provided by Alpine. Unfortunately, we tested only one day. It was okay to get the data for the full wet tire. So we are now in a position to homologate the full wet tire. We still miss information on the intermediate. That's why we agreed that we are going to organize another day of testing. Probably in Paul Ricard or Magnicourt, we are checking the availability of the circuits mid of October in order to finalize the development of the intermediate tire. Talking about the slick tires, we have the five compounds that we want to homologate. We are preparing the data for the teams, and we want to provide the data as soon as we can, as soon as possible, because they are going to test the tires in the final version in Abu Dhabi. So if they have the data in advance, I believe it's useful for them to get them and analyze them and starting to make a plan for... I know that Abu Dhabi is late in the year, but we have a lot of races planned from now to Abu Dhabi. So if we can anticipate the information to the teams, it's better for them.
You mean to say that all the 10 teams will be bringing the mule cars in Abu Dhabi to test that final version?
No, Williams is not going to test with the mule car.
Okay. Just on the
nine teams.
Okay. Just on the F2, today they announced a new format. Does it change anything for you for next year, F2 and F3? And also, are you planning any changes on the tires for F2 and F3 for next year, or you're happy with what you have right now?
We have minor changes planned for F2 and F3 just to address the level of degradation that is required by the promoter. Because at the moment, it looks like the F3 tires are not degrading enough. So we will work following what the promoter is asking to give a bit more degradation. And also for F2, we have a couple of solutions that we want to test in terms of new compounds. The new format, yes, is affecting our organization because in the past, we had Formula 2 and Formula 3 together. It was two races, not three races per each of the series. But the point is that we had both Formula 2 and Formula 3 with 13-inch tires. And now we have Formula 2 with 18-inch tires and Formula 3 with 13-inch tires. And this is affecting the equipment that we are bringing on track. For example, here in Sochi, that we have both the championships, we have two separate fitting areas because we have to fit and strip the tires with different machines. So that is obviously affecting our organization. I saw their communication earlier today that they are planning to come back to the previous situation. So now we will organize everything in order to give them the best possible service as we have done in the past.
Just on that, would you bring 18-inch tire for F3 as well in future? Is there any talks of that?
There is a always sizes or tires or characteristics. At the moment, there is no plan for the near future to change the size of the Formula 3. Probably it is a discussion that we will start again when the new car will be introduced, not before that. Okay. Is there any other? Dieter, is your hand up from before or you have another question?
No, it's up from before. Thanks. I'll take it down.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys. Bye.